Hello and welcome to Stardrop Tea,
a Stardew Valley gossip podcast.
I'm Shirley.
And I'm Hillary.
And I'm so excited to be here with all of you.
We're going to be brewing up some stories, secrets, and a whole lot of speculation from Stardew Valley.
How has Mercury in retrograde been treating you?
Coming in with the heavy hitting questions right off the bat, Shirley. So I fortunately, and like touch wood on this one, because I've been fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have been, however, watching other people proverbially step on rakes nonstop.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It is like yakety sacks. And I feel really bad because I'm just watching people fuck it up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be me, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's going for me. How has Mercury retrograde been going for you? And specifically, since it is retrograding in Leo.
Yes, which I am an Aquarius.
And so. I'm a Leo and it's my birthday soon. Woo-hoo! Sorry, I just had to bring that up because I'm a Leo. It's my birthday soon!
And that's as much information we're going to put out there.
That's it.
Yeah. It's been good. I would say that I definitely felt like I was losing my marbles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to move my way through it by just honoring, hey, what's coming for me? Am I feeling like boundaries are being crossed? Am I just not speaking up? And then the more I just investigated and I aired that out with myself, my journal, my spouse, I feel really good. I am, however, feeling exhausted because it's not just Mercury in retrograde. There are four planets in retrograde right now. And you were talking to me about my Chiron. It is in Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Chiron Cancer gang. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, both of us. I'm an emotional girly. So,
Well, wow. Yeah. I hadn't thought about the ramifications of that. But for me, it's like about home.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the idea of home and like creating safe spaces. So like Cancer as like the underrated protector.
Love that.
Yeah. Because it's got the hard shell, but it's soft on the inside.
Yeah.
So I also have a complicated history with the idea of home.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that too.
Same.
Whew. Folks, write in. How is this Mercury retrograde?
Oh, yeah. No. And also your idea of home. Well, I am glad that we're both doing well. We're navigating it as best as we can.
Yeah.
And I feel like because we're moving through it, it's been really exciting to have this podcast also start like also moving through it. We just recently hit a really cool milestone. We had on Spotify only, we got a notification that we hit 1,000 streams and downloads.
1,000.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, this right here, this is our 10th episode.
This is also, our 10th
which
episode.
Is its own milestone, which means it didn't even take us 10 episodes to get to that number.
Yeah. And every milestone is very meaningful.
Absolutely. So. And deserves celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, hey, cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.
We had glasses.
Mm-hmm. But also, I like the sound effects. Yeah. But speaking of which, I did want everyone to be aware that we are available everywhere as well. So
yes,
we recognize that things are weird in the stratosphere, and specifically our main podcast provisionaire. But if you find us on RSS.com, we're available also on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts. So.
Yeah. Or you could just stream it directly from RSS.com. I think there's also like some subsidiaries like Podcast Addict, I think that are also there's so many different ways that you can listen to this weird little podcast that we are putting together for you.
Google us, Stardrop Tea Podcast, and we come up.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Or use your favorite search engine that's not that one.
Oh, yes. Sorry. That is now synonymous with searching on the internet. Search us on the internet.
Use a search engine.
Use the interwebs.
Or don't. Go outside. Touch grass.
Touch grass.
Hug a tree. Pet a dog. Compliment a crow.
Oh, yeah. We don't do enough of that.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Because
I would say collectively. Collectively.
Yeah. No, that's fair. You know, I was actually just talking to somebody else about this today. They were saying something about like being polite to like AI and stuff and like being polite to like those chat interfaces. I came back with, Okay, but first you have to be polite to your neighborhood crows.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what you need to be focusing on first. Mm-hmm. Because I, for one, when I'm walking one of my beautiful dogs and I see a crow, I come across a crow, even if it's up on a telephone wire. Would you still call those telephone wires?
Those.
Power line?
Power lines.
All right. So I'm 1,000 years old. I'm going to dry up and blow away.
You remember dial up, right?
I sure do. Yeah. And yeah, and you're fighting every impulse to do some sounds right now.
I am sure I am. Yeah. You saw my face.
Just, yeah, I know. You're like, oh.
Wanna hold that in?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'll say good morning. I'll say hello to that pretty bird. If it's got some like especially nice iridescence going on with the feathers, I'll compliment. Yeah, so everybody compliment your crows.
They can live for a while and they remember stuff.
Yes, they do.
They will remember you if you did not give them a hello, if you didn't give them peanuts, if you were mean to them.
Oh, if you're mean to them.
And they will talk about you. Yes. They are massive gossipers as well.
Good. And we love that here.
We love gossipers.
We love that.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have a pretty special subject today.
Yeah.
The target of our gossip to, dare I say, celebrate the 10th episode. Shirley, who are we talking about today?
The Wizard.
We're going to be talking about The Wizard. His alleged name, as we know it, M. Rasmodeus. So M is all we get for the first name.
Yeah. Quick thoughts. What do you think it stands for?
Mister.
Okay. Yeah. I see that. I was thinking like Max.
Michael.
Martholomew.
Yeah, no, you're actually totally right. Yeah, I just checked on the wiki and it says Martholomew.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's a joke, folks. Yeah, perfect. Right, folks, write in stardroptpodcast@gmail.com. What does the M in M. Rasmodeus, the Wizard, what does that stand for?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, clearly we don't know.
No,
but a couple of quick facts about the Wizard: lives in the tower by himself, ostensibly.
Ostensibly.
But does have connections to many portals.
Allegedly.
And can also... prove it. And I heard from the Wizard directly that he picked that spot because he said there was a lot of magic in the area as well. So did he come and like scour the place? Who told him?
Yeah, what were the signals that he got? Because he speaks a lot about like the elementals. Big question mark around that.
Yeah, tell me more.
What are those? What are those?
And guess what? He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, very reclusive. Stays in the tower,
mm-hmm.
Except for a couple of festivals, comes out and says, hey, what's up? I'm the Wizard. But normally is also like, how'd you find me?
Yes. Which, and to be fair, he's not very well hidden. Like, he's just kind of standing off to the side. Yeah. So I don't know. This guy, bizarre character. So first off, we're going to be getting into how we first meet the Wizard. Shirley and I are going to, you guessed it, take a quick pause. We're going to watch the cutscene of when we first meet the Wizard, and then we are going to come back and gossip about it.
See you in a moment.
Pew.
Bow. And we're back.
Wow, what a weird video.
Yeah.
Also, surprisingly hard to find
mm-hmm.
on YouTube.
It was quite interesting.
Yeah.
That was the very first time we meet the Wizard.
What an experience.
I just don't even know, like, did I consent to drinking? we'll figure it out.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I want to first start with, we get a letter in the mail from the Wizard saying, hey, come on over. I heard you have a rat problem.
Which, again, already, like, so many things going on here. My sources tell me you've been poking around the old community center.
Who are the sources?
Thank you. Yeah, what sources? I just wrote, what sources? And then also, rat problem? That's the rudest thing I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah, because the mayor calls them rats.
That's interesting.
So is the mayor the source?
Is the mayor the source? But calling a Junimo a rat is not only wildly inaccurate, just on the form factor alone, but that's rude.
Also, he knows that they are Juminos.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, he did put in quotation marks, like, rat problem, like, obviously. So I'm already just questioning, who are the sources? What does he know?
Yeah.
And why does he, who's talking about me to
everybody.
Rasmodeus?
Everybody, I'm sure. I mean, just based on the fact that these folks have really terrible boundaries.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, but wow. So, well, and that's the thing, is that even going back to just the letter, M. Rasmodeus, comma, wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts his title? Is that his job? Is that his, what is that?
Just in case you were not sure.
Yeah.
Just I'm a wizard. Clarify,
I'm a wizard, Harry. Okay.
You're a wizard.
Relax.
Yeah.
And then one last thing that I wanted to get into about the letter itself was the stationery.
Yes, which has changed because we saw briefly two videos.
Yes.
One was from 8 years ago.
Way too old.
Way too old, yes. And then now so much more beautiful. The initial one mm-hmm. that we saw was more of a like khaki, mm-hmm. paper, yep. yellowish color. And then this one was purple. Really, really yes. nice. Really lush.
Yes. And it did have a motif on it. So it had some desert iconography. There were pyramids along the bottom and little palm trees with like a little night sky situation and a cute little Junimo in the corner. So I'm curious, again, speculation ahoy. Think about the desert. That's where we get the galaxy sword.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence?
It really feeds into the story of there's so much more happening.
Yes.
That we never really get into. How is he connected to the desert? Because he's never at the desert that I recall.
I also don't recall him being at the desert. Listeners, write in. Is M. Rasmodeus, comma wizard, ever at the desert? StarDropTPodcast@gmail.com.
Where is Martholomew? And speaking of Martholomew, seeker of arcane truths and mm-hmm. the seven elementals.
Yeah.
What are they? What are the elementals? Seven? First of all, what are the elementals?
Yeah, what's an elemental?
Seven.
There's seven of them?
Yeah.
That's way more than four, first of all, the traditional number of elements. And also, there's a portion of his introduction where he actually cuts himself off.
Yes, he's withholding some information.
Yeah, he says, I think, like, keeper of the sacred, and then he says CHA, and then cuts himself off, which, like, chamber, chalice,
yeah,
champagne.
Could all of the above.
Yeah.
All of the above. So the term seven elementals can talk about earth, water, fire, air, consciousness.
What?
Spirit.
Okay.
So we're at six. And then the ether.
I feel like I have more questions now than I did previously. Yeah. Yeah. Seven elementals. Is that related to like a magic? Is that a magic thing? Like a portion of magic?
I don't know. I might be on the website of an MLM.
So, yeah, it looks like you are actually.
I'm gonna back out.
Yeah. All right. Before they send us like essential oils ads or anything. Yeah. But yeah, the secret what? Secret what? And like, what does that mean? If it means secret chamber, is that like, what is that? Is that the room that Grandpa prepares for us that's in the like southern
permanent? in the cinder sap forest
yeah
there
in the south,
which is new, the new thing where now we can have access to trinkets and like other stuff.
So maybe it's not that.
By the way, I just got my first trinket.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your first trinket?
I got an ice rod and it is so helpful.
Wait, sorry, an ice rod?
Yes.
I have never seen one of these.
3 seconds or so, it shoots ice at incoming monsters.
Okay.
It's been incredible. So a serpent's coming at me, and it's like, now you're iced. It's still alive, but it's like held in space. So then I come over, I'm like, pow, 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 and then you're dead. And I carry on my day. I've barely lost any health.
No. Incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I had not heard of that trinket. I've not seen one. My go-to trinket is, I don't know how this could ever be unseated, to be honest. It is a green egg that when I put it, it's a frog.
Yeah.
It's a frog companion that hops around behind me, keeping up with my horse, first of all. Shout out my horse one name. And it eats my enemies.
Yeah, that's it. No, I mean,
it rules.
Like, what
it's so good. It just eliminates my problems.
Yeah. There's a parrot also that gives you gold coin. There's a fairy. I don't know what that one does. Then there's the frog, the ice rod, and I think there's other ones. Just quickly on Reddit, and someone asked a year ago, what are the seven elementals? And the first one that responded was fire, air, earth, water, good, evil, and purple.
Yeah, no, that
purple is definitely an elemental.
It
I agree.
Sure is in Stardew Valley. Purple is a big time element.
So this is, again, we're just at M. Rasmodeus introducing himself to us.
Truly. Okay, so yeah. And then goes into that he foresaw our arrival.
Yeah, for sure. What was working with Grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Is forever... henceforth known as Martholomew Rasmodeus,
yes,
comma, wizard, the wizard.
Yep.
Is he keeping the spirit of Grandpa in this plane? Your face right now. Yeah, because
this is never gonna be a video podcast, folks, because I don't ever want this out there. Yeah. Okay, wait.
Because, you know, we start the game with a spirit.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But at a certain point, Grandpa ascends. So, but that's, without direct involvement from the wizard?
Because part of the seven elementals is spirit. So is he helping Grandpa be on this plane to communicate with me to finish out whatever it is that I'm supposed to be doing for Grandpa?
And then what the fuck does that have to do with perfection? There's so many different things.
But game. Someone told him, again, he's got... inside sources.
Allegedly.
And, you know, I could still go back to, is he talking to the mayor?
Is he talking to the mayor?
Or is he talking to Robin?
Well, you know who he's not talking to? The Junimos.
Yeah.
Because he is able to summon a Junimo.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Then he says they refuse to speak to him.
Yeah.
So he can summon them. So yeah, maybe, like, I don't know, if I was just warped somewhere, and we already know how I feel about that. I don't know if I would be stoked on, like, chatting it up with whoever just made me appear there.
Yeah, I'm, like, mid-washing dishes.
Yeah, and I'm warped.
I'm warped. Do I come with the plate that I'm holding, or do I drop it and it breaks in the sink, and then, like, I come back to another mess? Because if I come back to a bigger mess, now I'm gonna be pissed.
And you're not gonna talk to that guy?
The Junimos are out in the community center. They're, like, okay, we gotta put the task at hand. Mm-hmm. We need these different little things in order to restore the community center.
Beautiful.
Boom. Where did Steve go?
Exactly.
He was just working on the bulletin board. Where did he go?
Important. Doing important work, restoring the pantry, setting up the art space, and then warped. Yeah. Unceremoniously warped.
I'd be pissed.
Well, and so he can't. M. Rasmodeus Wizard, he can't speak to the Junimo. Well, hold on. They refuse to speak to him.
Yeah.
But he can read the note.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't speak to him.
Yeah, they completely reserve the right to
do that. But he also asserts the fact that there is no reason for us to fear them.
Because what? Because they're tiny and cute?
Yeah.
And plushy, and I would actually really love, like, a squishmallow of it. Well, that would be super cute, and I would love it.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be afraid.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? We literally don't. And then he does, like, a creepy little ghost teleport thing.
Oh, he's like, I'm gonna go check it out for myself. I'm gonna go see if there really was a note. Okay, like, I told you.
Yeah, I told you. Like,
also, if you know who they are, why are you going there? Like, what are you trying to do here? Showing off?
And, like, you just summoned a Junimo. Could you not summon the note?
No. Apparently, some things he refuses to do.
Bizarre. And then, even more bizarre, teleports away but walks back in through the door.
Very dramatic.
Super strange. There's a speech bubble that appears above my head with an icon of a golden scroll in it. Very weird. There are so few times in this game where our character emotes or, like, speaks, quote-unquote, speaks at all explicitly. But in this, I felt like fucking Lassie. This little speech bubble comes up and he's like, what is it? What is it, girl? Is there a golden scroll in a mysterious language? Okay, like, what? How did you get that? How did you get all that from that weird little, like, it's barely even decipherable as a scroll?
I thought I saw the icon for the community center, which is, like, the tree. Did that happen, or did I make that up?
Anything could have happened.
Yeah, it was very magical. So I saw the icon of the community center, which to me let me know, okay, now you can, like, move forward. And do the community center.
Okay, now I'm like, icon of the community center.
Go to any chests in your farm. If you go to the top right and there's little icons, it's like an up arrow. So you can essentially, like, push everything that you have in your backpack or your cargo pants pockets into the chests. And that way you don't have to individually put them in.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a sorting icon. And then there's a little icon that is the community center. it might not be there now because you completed it. So I can go into a save to see if it's in one that I haven't. Really helpful for when you're in the process of completing the community center. You don't have to go to it. You can click on that from your chest. And then it will highlight if you have something in that chest that can be given to the community center.
Once again, you are teaching me new things.
For new people, I think that would be really helpful.
Holy moly. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, I can't. I can't see any of that on mine because I've already completed the community center on this
save. In the past, it was there. And it looks like a little tree.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I just learned something new. Incredible. Okay. Let's keep going.
So we've got the little scroll over ourselves. We now can potentially see a language. And he says, we just need to give the Junimos the gifts of the valley and we can be one with nature. And then we'll be able to understand all of this.
One with the forest.
One with the forest.
Yeah. And the thing that really threw me off... Well, there. I mean, the thing that started throwing me off and then I continued to be thrown off by everything subsequent was that M. Resmodius, comma wizard, mentions a bunch of ingredients that are allegedly in his cauldron that I have never seen ever in the game. It's like there's some kind of grub that he mentions. There's like a specific kind of moss.
Yeah, he says he has all this and it's like, come here, drink it.
Yes.
Okay. What if I don't want to?
There's no discussion about that. There's no discussion at all. Yeah. And the same thing with the, what is that? The snake milk we talked about last time?
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
With Mr. Chi. Yeah.
Yeah. And so once again, we turn green and then we are rolling. We're tripping balls.
I specifically asked you, what tree is that?
Yes, you did. Yeah. So Shirley turns to me while we were watching the video and says, what tree is that? And listeners, write in stardroptpodcast@gmail.com. What tree is that? I think it is a pine tree.
Yeah. One thing that I thought was really interesting about the trees that, number one, they're floating all around.
They are.
And they're
true.
Like, hey, I'm a tree.
Yep.
The image of the tree also comes with the roots of the tree.
Yes.
And I thought that was really powerful.
I thought that, yeah, that was weird too, because we never see tree roots in any other part of the game that I'm aware of.
No.
And also, I thought that because the overwhelming color is green,
yeah,
which is the color of the cauldron, and also green rain.
Yes.
Green rain. And also the Junimo that was summoned. I don't think that actually is related, but the green rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he tells us later in the game when the green rain is happening. On this particular day when it's green rain, this is the only time he can take care of certain tasks. So wouldn't it be appropriate for him to be the one creating the green rain?
It would, if that's the only time he can do the things. And I mean, that it is... To be fair, green rain is a great time to be gathering moss, to be gathering fiber. Great day for it.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere else. I'm out there with my scythe. Mm-hmm. I am just...
All day.
All day.
Yeah, I'm eating, I don't know, pancakes? Is that good for foraging?
I'm eating food. We're eating stuff with buffers. We got little buffs.
Big time.
We're out there. Yeah, this is our very first meet and greet.
Inscrutable.
I feel like if I met someone like that, my heart wants to tell me that I would never go see them again. But I did start this podcast by telling him I'm an Aquarius. So I would be like, no, we're going to be best friends.
Well, that's the thing. Really, I know. Cool. I'm like, was I assaulted or have I met someone who's going to be very important to my life?
Yeah. I'm like, are you a teacher?
Yeah. So, like, yeah. And but also just like, I just can't get over the whole like rat, like calling Junimos rats is so crazy rude.
Yeah. But I do want to say that the entrance that he does when he comes back into the tower, I'm just like, I'm back, bitch.
Through the door.
Yeah. Would be really well done by Matt Berry coming
in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he just would do a grand entrance and it would be really beautiful.
We got to stop casting these movies.
No. We're done with that. But yeah, right. That's our very first meet and greet. So we've met the wizard. Now we can talk to the Juminos. We're out there.
We're off to races.
Yeah.
He also is into just the most bizarre stuff.
Yeah, tell me more.
I've tried to give him like normal stuff. I don't know, food, things that I think are nice. Doesn't give a shit.
No.
So a few different things. Of course, just typical weird. And again, purple. Interesting. Purple mushroom.
Yeah.
Honestly, a great gift though. Solar essence. What is it?
I mean, there is a link.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know it. I've seen it.
If you want to, if we can figure it out.
It comes from ghosts? Question mark?
The glowing face is warm to the touch.
Okay.
Okay, I've never touched it. Thank you. Void essence, which is quivering with dark energy.
Ooh la la.
But also, what an interesting quivering.
Yeah, dark quivering energy. Is quite an adjective.
Yeah, but he loves that shit. He's like, give me some more void essence, please.
Quivering.
Everyone else dislikes it.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no, that's true. So I was looking at the Book of Mysteries, the last thing that this freak likes. Oh, no, excuse me. Second last thing, because he does like the super, and maybe, am I saying this right? Cucumber? Cucumber.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because, don't worry about it. There was a thing that Hillary Baldwin did, and when she was on her bullshit in a specific way, pretending like she didn't know the name for cucumber.
Yeah.
Because pretending like she's not... You know, anyways, we don't have to get into
okay.
it.
Okay. So, yeah, the super cucumber.
And then, yes, lastly, the super cucumber.
A rare purple variety of sea cucumber, aka the seventh elemental.
Purple. Purple, exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this guy is such a stone cold weirdo. So, Shirley here has pulled some interesting quotes that this little freak likes to say at certain occasions. And Shirley, like you mentioned earlier, he doesn't attend all the events. He only attends certain of the events.
Yeah, the ones that I'm feeling like he's controlling something on the background, because he's in Spirits Eve. So he's like doing stuff. And we talked about that in the previous episode for the festivals.
He makes the maze.
Calling back to the last episode, we discussed very briefly, are the mermaids up to something?
Are they?
Are they? Huh? But anyways, he says during the luau, the mer people are curious about your festivities. They become upset when you litter into the ocean. 100%. Like, yeah, we should all stop littering into the ocean.
Please.
And the mer people?
Yes. Record scratch. Mer people. So this is I mean, I love the use of the ungendered plural.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Also, he knows what upsets them. It's not a stretch, right? That littering into the ocean upsets them.
Yeah.
But the fact that that's being called out specifically, and like the mer people are curious about your festivities. Interesting.
Because the mermaid is at the night market.
Yep.
So a part of festivities.
Yep.
Who else are we not inviting? Why can't we invite
the mermaid? The mer people?
Yeah, the mer people. Like, we can bring them to the luau. They also might think the luau is weird, like, because you said, why are we having hot soup during the summer?
Yeah, I think that is pretty
surrounded
weird.
By sand.
On the beach. Yeah, this is you don't want to be having hot soup on the beach
with sand.
Because that's the thing, is like, how many at the end of, well, hold on. Let's. 1 second. Because think about this. So it's the end of the luau and the cauldron of soup is pretty much empty. There's no fucking way that there are 0 grains of sand at the bottom of that thing.
Yeah.
Just from the wind.
There's at least 1,000.
Yeah. Just from falling off people, like the people's hand, like when you touch the sand and it sticks to you, kind of.
I remember in my yesteryears when I would go eat a sandwich at the beach. A good Publix sub. Have you ever been to Publix?
I don't know.
It is where shopping is a pleasure. And it's important to say.
That sounds hashtag sponsored.
No, that is their little title when you walk in. But they do incredible subs. Okay. And I would get, back when I would eat meat, because I'm vegan now.
Congratulations.
Well, mostly plant-based, whatever.
You don't have to explain it.
I would get a chicken tender pub sub.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that was the thing that you would go get. And then you would go to the beach. You had to eat it as quickly as possible, because the moment the wind would pick up,
that's it's over.
Tasting different.
Yeah, that's, and it's feeling different.
It's feeling really different, and it sucks.
Were there seagulls?
Yeah.
Because that would also, from my experience, also adds an extra layer of urgency to consuming food.
Yeah, and they would be setting all over you trying to eat that shit. So,
oh my God. Yeah,
but that was part of it.
Dance of the Moonlight Jellies. He is also out here, not well hidden at all, despite what he says, which is, how did you find me back here? It wasn't hard. I thought I was well hidden. You were not. Perhaps, this is such a stretch, perhaps you are blessed with the gift of clairvoyance. I'm here to observe the Lunaloos, or Moonlight Jellies, as you call them. What? They possess an unusually potent magical aura for an aquatic life form. First of all, once again, rude. Rude.
Right? Undermining.
Yeah.
Undermining of cute creatures.
Yeah, which is super strange, because in the quote that we just mentioned, he is talking about mer people, which assumption I think would have a pretty strong magical aura.
Oh, yeah.
So, and like, obviously under the sea. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's about. And we've already talked about this, like that bizarre one green jellyfish. Yeah. Again, green. Interesting.
Color.
Coincidence.
Very interesting. He's always around the magical creatures saying, oh, I'm here because they have magic. I'm here because whatever. Mm. Are you siphoning off of that magic? What, like, what's the dealio here? Are we just observing? Is it science? What,
right.
Is he going to take a sample of the jellyfish? We never know.
Because that's, okay, that's very interesting and something I hadn't considered, because the luau was the thing that was throwing me off, because that's really out of step with the other... Well, it's like Spirit's Eve, obvious. The Dance of the Moonlight Jellies, nighttime, sure. Even, and we haven't gotten to this one yet, but like the Stardew Valley Fair. There's a connection there. Fall, spooky. And also his bestie Welwick is there, which he mentions when you talk to him.
Who's Welwick for people who don't know?
Oh, such a great question. I mean, you know better than I.
I sure do.
That Welwick is a notable, and as the wizard says, a remarkable diviner. Welwick is also the psychic that you can get your daily reading from to discern how bad you're going to get your ass beat in the caverns that day via the television.
Do the spirits like you today?
Or do they not? Who can say? Or like whether you should like go to Clint and crack some geodes open, or will it be a giant waste of your time?
Yeah.
Great way to tell. But anyways, the luau threw me off because summertime, daytime, et cetera, et cetera. But the merpeople connection, that's very interesting, Shirley. That's very interesting.
Yeah, thank you. In Spirit's Eve, I know last time we were talking about quotes that you can't see unless you're on PC, apparently. He's talking about that the elementals are there trying to see me. And he has created this silly maze so that they can get up close to me.
Up close to the farmer?
Yeah, to me specifically.
What?
So he writes, for the Spirit's Eve, the affairs of the mundane folk matter little to me, but the elementals like a chance to see you up close.
Ugh.
It was for them that I created the silly maze.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But now, actually, I'm going to take it back. I don't know if it's me.
Okay.
We have to look at who is in the maze, because specifically whoever is in the maze is who the maze was made for. And I went through the maze, but so did other people who got stuck.
Dark Sam. So what's the connection?
Yeah, we never find out about
listeners. Dark write Sam. In stardroptpodcast@gmail.com. How is Dark Sam connected to the wizard or the seven elementals or whatever?
And now we've talked to the wizard a couple times. You know, every time you talk to someone at a fair, you get a lot of friendship points.
Mm-hmm.
So at the Six Heart event, we find out that this guy was married.
Gossip!
Yeah. I was married long ago. My wife and I split. She began flying around the countryside, cursing everything she saw. It's not a very mature way to express one's anger. I disagree.
Yeah, that's just... divorced man energy.
Yeah.
Like, right there.
If we were together for a long time and something happened that we broke up, I'm going to curse the countryside.
And something happened.
Something happened.
And they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We don't know. We never like truly find out what happened that caused it. Because later at the Ten Heart event, we find out something that we mustn't tell anyone. So please, dear listener.
Yes.
Don't tell anyone except for everyone, because everyone knows. But you mustn't tell anyone. But I have reason to believe that one of the locals is actually my daughter. I could be mistaken. It's rare, but it does happen. What the fuck does that mean?
Crazy.
What does that mean?
It's rare, but it does happen? What are you talking about? What happens?
What is the rare thing that does happen?
Like birth? Having a daughter? Not rare.
Yeah.
Not rare.
50-ish%, 48% chance.
Yeah. And like,
who told you?
How does he not know? Like, how is he not certain could be his daughter? He believes, he has reason to believe. What's the reason? What is the evidence? What are we talking about?
And how long has he known? Because, like, we find out at the 10 heart event, but how long has it been?
Exactly. And, like, well, let's take a step back even further.
Okay, I'm taking a step back.
Please. How old is M. Rasmodeus, wizard?
Oh, yeah.
Because one, as a magical creature, he may not age conventionally, sure. But also, maybe he does. Because maybe if wizard is just his, like, vocation, sorry, wizards, I don't want to minimize, but he may not be intrinsically magical. He may be, like, practiced in the arts. Shirley, you are making a face. Tell me.
I'm going to need us to take a step back.
I'm going to take a, all right, two steps back, everybody.
We haven't even disclosed that his ex is a witch.
Okay. Name calling.
No, I think she takes that with pride.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Now we're taking two steps forward. Are they both people who live for a long time?
Or not?
Because honestly, like, if I'm going to curse the countryside, it's kind of fun to know that I can do it for, like, a really extended period.
Sustained.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I can create the system. Like, is it a Monday through Wednesday kind of thing? Do I take a break? Yeah. I got to figure that out. This is a schedule.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. But yes, so we do, no, you're so right, that we, it does come up that he was married to specifically, and I believe we only know her as the witch.
The witch.
Honestly, iconic. Mm-hmm. Like, to be mononymous in such a way.
I'm not even going to speculate on her name just because I know I'm going to,
no,
it's not even going to be good enough.
It doesn't matter. The witch. If she wanted us to know, we would know.
She would have written a book that she would have left on the floor that I would have found later because I'm very nosy. And yes. I'd be like, whoa, what's this?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we would know, but we don't. And that's because she doesn't want us to know. What a strange character the witch is.
Yeah. We know nothing about her.
There's very little
besides
information.
Besides, she's got a hut. Before we even get into making a bunch of stuff up for the wizard, I want to get into where she lives.
Mm.
How do you... Because she's got, honestly, a really great home. Mm-hmm. For me, probably one of the best homes of Pelican Town.
Okay, go off, homeowner.
It's a millennial's dream to own their own witch's hut.
Absolutely. Waterfront property.
Yeah, got a little swamp situation.
No neighbors in sight.
Yes. Has a stone in front. So it's not like anyone can just happen to walk up into my house. Mm. So I learn about the witch through the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
In one of our, like, second, I don't know, quests that we have to do for him, he essentially shows me how chicken shit he is to deal with his situationship, his marriage,
his ex-wife, problems.
His problems.
Yeah.
Why am I responsible for this now?
Well, I mean, that's a classic Pelican Town.
It sure is.
Problem right there.
Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, I need you to go get something for me. The item he needs
power
is...
hungry.
Where the witch lives.
Mm.
So now I gotta go figure this out for him so that he can do something. He doesn't even tell me what he's gonna do.
Yeah. And it's like, so hold on. You want me to pick something up from your ex's house?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Pick something up from your ex's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Meanwhile, the witch is asking nothing from us.
Not once.
If anything, she's actually doing us some pretty interesting solids.
Yeah.
Because, and again, just spoilers all over the place, she does fly through the farm. You may need to have a coop for this, but she does deposit a void egg in the coop.
I don't know if you need to have a coop. I feel like you probably do. It makes sense that you would want
to
have one.
You need to incubate it. Well, no.
It won't hatch unless you incubate it. So
yeah,
the initial coop does not have an incubator.
But it doesn't need to hatch because...
True.
True. Spoiler again, folks. To gain access to the witch's hut... So not only is she a homeowner to a waterfront property in like a very like secluded spot where there's some great fishing there, she has personal security.
She sure does.
Personal security detail, which he can be moved out of the way by giving him some delicious, void mayonnaise, which you can conveniently make out of the egg that she leaves for you.
She wants you to find where she lives.
Yeah.
She wants you to know her story. I've got her house pulled up.
Okay.
I just want to comment. It's really well designed.
It looks great.
The curb appeal on this house.
Yeah.
I feel like this would get really high stars on Zillow.
Cottagecore go crazy.
Yeah. She's got a little like moss situation.
Green roof.
Very environmental. I feel like she would probably harness the power of the sun. She wouldn't call it solar panels, but she would have something doing that.
Yeah.
And she's all the way at the top. She's behind the railroad tracks where barely anyone's going up there. Although,
wait, point to it. Where is she?
So at the very tippy top,
where there are the railroad tracks. Uh-huh. She is behind the railroad tracks in the top right corner.
What?
And that's where the entrance to the witch's hut is. And
oh, true.
That area doesn't get visited often. Although we had a great listener / someone who follows us on Instagram point out there are no bathrooms in this town.
No, there aren't.
There truly are not. The only place you can kind of take a shower is at the spa.
Yep.
Which is there. So, but I feel like people don't spend a lot of time there. So anyways, that's where she lives.
That's
away
right.
from everyone.
But I don't even think about her living there, because don't you have to teleport? Because that's not where she lives. There's a cave that you go into that then has like a spell circle.
Mm-hmm.
That then you warp somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I didn't think she lived anywhere on the map, to be honest.
Ooh, she's like in another plane, you think?
Somewhere, just somewhere else. Like I don't know if, it could be another plane. It could be somewhere else entirely. This is the first time I've ever thought about her living on the map, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah. And the henchmen, shout out to the henchmen.
Her security detail?
Yeah, security detail is really good. A goblin that guards the witch's hut inside the witch's swamp. Players will encounter him after traveling to the swamp, but cannot pass around him unless we've got void mayonnaise. Yes. So she's like, yeah, here you go.
Yes.
Like, come through, come visit.
Yes.
I'm going to be here, like, after 5 p.m. when I'm done cursing the valley. Mm-hmm. I'll come back for some tea or something.
She's
like
a job creator.
Yeah. Mind you, the wizard's alone and has a security detail.
Mm-hmm.
So, already, I just know that the witch is winning. Because
male loneliness epidemic. Yeah. Big time.
She's creating community.
Yep.
And he said that everyone in town is afraid of him.
Right. Yeah. Male loneliness epidemic. Yeah. Strikes again. Pelican Town is not immune.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
This was created by a man, so it would make sense. And then when we get into the witch's hut.
I'm sorry, that killed me. Yes, sorry. Yes, when we get into the witch's hut. Absolutely. Which I think I've talked about this very briefly, that there's a statue that removes the protection spell on my farm.
Yeah, we've got three different shrines. We have the Dark Shrine of Memory, the Dark Shrine of Selfishness, and the Dark Shrine of Night Terrors. So the memory one is when you get a divorce, which first you have to get married, we've talked about.
Yep.
You can wipe the memory.
What the fuck?
You can wipe the memory of your ex.
What the fuck? This is crazy.
It will be like you've never met.
Wait, so
have
you
seen that movie? You know what movie I'm talking about? Where they wipe the memory?
There's so many movies like that. What, 50 First Dates? Like, what are you talking about?
No, there's no wiping of the memory. He's just refusing to see the signs that are in front of him where she doesn't love him and she wants to move on.
No. She has a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, 50 First Dates. I was thinking 500 Days of Summer.
Oh. You're like, yeah, there's a number and who gives a fuck? Okay, great. These people shouldn't be together, but they're trying to anyways.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's fucked up.
No, but there's a particular movie and the crowd right now is like, I can't believe they're not figuring it out.
No, I think the crowd right now is like, please stop.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd does not.
Yeah. The crowd goes wild. Okay. Take it back. So this reminds me of the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Right.
Where they pay to have the memory of your ex wiped so that you can just, like, move on with your life.
Right.
Spoiler, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Plot twist. Yeah. Okay, so you can Eternal Sunshine yourself in the witch's hut.
No, you're Eternal Sunshining your ex.
Yes. Okay, great.
So that's one of them. The next one is the Dark Shrine of Selfishness, where you turn your kids into doves.
Which we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't love them, dove them. Yeah, perfect.
So the witch is providing a lot of different avenues. She's like, here, you got a divorce. It's super awkward. You're going walking around town. Because after you get a divorce, again, you wouldn't know this because you haven't gotten married in the game.
No.
But if you get divorced in the game, the person you divorce is like, I don't want to talk to you. I never want to see you again.
Well,
and it makes it really awkward in this town of, what, 26 people?
Yeah.
So, you know, you have limited options. You've dated everyone already, potentially, if you went the polyamorous route, which I did. And now you're like, Haley, Leah, Shane, Sam, I need to move on because now I'm ready to marry Sebastian. Like, whatever. Just kidding. I've only married Krobus now, and I will not do
you
that.
You can't marry Krobus.
You're right. Then there's the Dark Shrine of Night Terrors. The ancient Magi seal of protection will be lifted, allowing monsters to appear on your farm at night, and that's one that you've done.
No, it's one that I would never. What are we talking about?
Sorry, I said that. No. Yes, you would never unleash monsters on your farm.
That's the only one that has that even resonated with me a little bit, because the other ones simply do not apply to me.
Yeah.
My what? My ex? Mm-hmm. From what?
But
My child? How? Not applicable.
Monsters now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's like, oh, do you want monsters at night? Like, no, I want monsters like when I say so. When I come into their house and smack them.
Yeah. I mean, she's a witch. She's cursing the countryside. I feel like she can't just give you something without there being a price.
Sure. But I do think curses that's subjective.
Yeah, yeah. She's offering you peace of mind, child-free lifestyle.
Love that.
And potentially protection on the farm. Because, sure, there are monsters on the farm, but that also might keep people out of your farm, too.
Potentially.
Which is nice. We do have people randomly showing up at the farm.
Yeah, that is true, especially early in the game. And then whoever delivers the mail, and then, of course, Lewis, presumably, and collecting the stuff from the shipping bin. But I think, like, the curse is really subjective, because from my direct lived experience with the witch, she has given me an egg. That's nice. She's basically the Easter Bunny.
That is the quest of how we learn about where she lives. She's doing stuff. And then I have never heard her talk badly about him, but he has talked badly about her.
Certainly.
And I feel like the first to cast blame probably did it.
Oh, yeah. Big time. We know he used to be married.
Mm-hmm.
We know he believes he has a child. Assumption. Maybe the fact that he has a child is maybe the reason that he is no longer married.
Yeah.
And because then he had a child with not his wife.
Yeah. And then for him to have the gall to say, it's not really mature for her to be upset about this. Okay.
Get real.
Like
you're mature?
Yeah.
For having you, presumably a whole child?
That, you know, it's rare, but it happens.
So. Like, what do you mean? like getting somebody pregnant who's not your partner?
Yeah. That is fucked up. Don't do that shit. So, but he did that. So
he did, potentially.
My question here continues to be the same. What came first and how long ago did this happen?
The witch or the void egg? That was what you were going to say, right?
How long has this child been alive? Because that makes a difference for me. Because we have options for who the kid could be.
Yes. Yes, yes, that's right.
And there is a theory on the internet. It's just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have said that maybe Caroline is the witch because we never see them both in the same room. I mean, we never see anyone with the witch in the same room.
Caroline?
But
wait, Caroline is the witch?
That is a theory, and based on the color green. But we've talked a lot about the color green.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so they have that. So imagine Caroline's a witch. For me, I don't think so. I actually think Caroline could be his daughter.
That is something I have never thought about before. That's pretty interesting.
And if we remove cheating, since he refuses to take any kind of accountability. So if we were to believe him.
Sure.
And we remove cheating, what if she, the witch, is upset that he created a child? Hence, it is rare, but sometimes it happens through his magic of the elementals. You know, I'd be upset. And maybe the witch was like, we should dove Caroline. And they broke up. I'm sorry, Caroline. You deserve
to. We should dove Caroline.
So, yeah. Pro-choice. So, that's on there. So, but for me, why I think it could be Caroline is she's got her little hidden area of
her garden.
Her garden. She's into the herbs, all of that. And she has like mystical, magical qualities.
The first time we drink the tea.
She also does a similar cutscene to what's happening the wizard. So that's happening.
Green.
But that's also why she could be the witch.
Okay.
The third thing for Caroline is that she cheated on her husband, Pierre.
Right.
With the wizard.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Caroline's a witch. His kid.
Well,
or the other woman.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so I hadn't really thought about Caroline at all as the wizard's child. I was pretty convinced that Caroline had cheated on Pierre with the wizard, because there's a lot of talk about her being like at the wizard's tower, like sneaking off to the wizard's tower. Just like, okay, what are we doing there? But if Caroline is in fact his child, then that puts Abigail into a really interesting position, because I, like, based on the hair color, I had sort of assumed that the wizard's child was either Abigail or Jazz because of the purple hair.
Oh yeah, spoiler, we might think it's also Jazz.
So yeah.
It's like, well, it's very well known that a lot of people think it's Abigail.
Yeah, but we also learn that Abigail dyes her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that her hair color is not naturally purple.
No, it's like an auburn brownish color.
Do we know that?
Yeah, Caroline says that that's her natural hair color.
Oh, okay. So her natural hair color is closer to Pierre's hair color.
Mm-hmm.
Because Abigail frequently hangs out by the Wizard's Tower on like Sundays, I think.
Yeah.
And so that would mean that potentially the wizard could be Abigail's grandfather.
Could be.
Father or grandfather, depending on how you look at it. Or Jazz could be the wizard's child if this was a more recent.
There's so many different ways that it can go.
Yeah.
Which is just wild. So at the A-Heart event for Caroline, she says, when we first moved to Pelican Town, I would take secret walks to the wizard's tower. Don't tell Pierre, he has jealousy issues. Abigail was born about a year after we moved to Pelican Town. I wonder if she'll ever experience life outside the valley. So they definitely make it seem like she did it for sure.
Yeah. That's so, like, smoking gun territory right there.
And maybe the genes of the purple hair just haven't triggered completely. We don't know. Like, I doubt that the wizard was born with purple hair. That could also come with magic. So maybe in her way of trying to be closer to her father, and by her I mean Abigail, she's dying her hair to just experience that life.
Thank you for clarifying who you meant.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
So we've gone all over the place. Caroline has many options. I definitely think there's stronger evidence towards she potentially cheated on Pierre.
Listeners, what do you think? Who is the wizard's child? Write in. You already know. stardropteapodcast@gmail.com. Who is the wizard's child? Is it one of those options, or is it a secret fourth option? Or, well, hold on. Because we're assuming that based on what the wizard said is true, but he has already proven himself to be a bit of a shit rat.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's not true. So we do know that one of the word he uses is locals, is actually my daughter. So we do know that it is ostensibly someone who is or could be considered his daughter originally. So that's why I think we're focusing on the like female members of the town. However, there are an awful lot of monsters. And if a wizard has a child, potentially with a witch, might be a monster.
Who's cursing stuff? Yeah. Who has the power to turn your kids into doves?
Okay.
Why wouldn't she turn your kid into a monster?
Right. But then he does use the word local. But then local does not...
To me, local feels like one of the townspeople.
And I think that's what the assumption is. But local is... Well, I don't know. Listeners, write in.
Please help.
What does that word mean?
Help.
Help.
Help. What is a local? When is a local? And actually, another theory is that Jazz is potentially the daughter of the wizard. And I will link a YouTube video that I saw that really goes into it well. This, I think, has even stronger evidence because Jazz is young.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about like a shorter time scale.
Yeah. Shorter time scale.
Okay.
So, you know, we haven't really been here too long in the farm, potentially, when we, like, learn about this. Because I feel like by the time that you get to a 10-heart event with the wizard, unless you've never talked to the wizard, you probably learn about this within, like, a 7-year time span. And I don't know how old Jazz is, but she's young.
Yeah,
she's,
certainly.
She's going to school with Penny. So I don't think she's in preschool. She's probably like a little bit older than that.
Okay.
So think about it in that like time scale.
Yeah.
Her hair is purple.
Her hair is purple.
And she's not dyeing her hair.
No.
And her parents are deceased.
Not present.
Yeah.
Do we know they're deceased?
Yes, we know that they're deceased.
How do we know that?
Through, I believe, Marnie or Shane.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
And Shane was really good friends with her parents. And he's the godfather.
Oh, okay.
So her parents were known. She is now living with Marnie and her godfather, Shane. Her hair is purple. She also, from proximity, lives the closest to the wizard.
That's true.
So if he likes to keep an eye on the locals, as he has said.
Yep.
Even though they're afraid of him. And so this would help. From his tower, he can probably see the house.
That's true, actually.
And she likes to go play by some of the trees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, nearby. North of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Pond?
Pond, I think. Yeah, little pond.
Meh. Whatever.
Yeah.
But no, she does. That's true. Okay, so there's two different people, both with purple hair, who are hanging out in Cindersap Forest. Mm-hmm.
So the person that I will be linking for YouTube thinks that Abigail is a red herring and the true daughter is Jazz, essentially.
Right. Okay, so that, interesting. So does that mean that Caroline was just like banging the wizard and that's not actually connected to anything else?
Yeah. So potentially, or that she was just trying to get away from Pierre, who, you know, I don't really like him.
What?
This is news to you. Huh. I don't think I've shared. I don't really like Pierre either. Huh. And so that's happening. But I think that Jazz could be the kid. So then we go back to the story of why would he say that it's rare, but it happens?
Yeah, that's strange.
If Jazz has parents that don't live. Did he cause that?
Oh, no.
Did the witch cause that?
Oh, no. Listeners, write in. What the fuck is going on here? StardropTPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I think it's important to question that. So what do you think is happening? Because we really don't have a lot of information. So if Jazz is his kid, what do you think happened? Do you think that he did magical things to become the parent, potentially, or one of the whatever the title is
for parent someone is a strong word.
Yeah, he has not parented her at all, but he has provided her life force,
potentially. I don't know.
I had another idea.
Okay,
actually, what if the wizard never had a kid? Because he says, I think I might have a child. Like, it's a possibility I might have a child. So what if someone told him he had a kid? He tells the witch, hey, I have a kid. You know, I'm not sure how this happened, but I have a kid. She's pissed. They get into an argument, whatever. I'm sure there was a lot of magic involved. They break up. Now she's cursing the countryside. And he's like, I don't even know who the kid is. Because how has he not figured out? Because he never had a kid.
But how could that happen?
He has a source in Pelican Town who tells him about me when I arrive and that I'm doing the community center. Wouldn't this same source also potentially be the one feeding him false information?
Okay. Gossip.
Yeah.
Big time gossip. Okay. So who's the source then? And why is it Lewis?
My money initially was Lewis, but what if it's the other person in this realm who's trying to also be the most powerful?
Here?
Mr. Chi.
Okay.
What if it's Mr. Chi?
Yeah, what does Mr. Chi have to do because, with the wizard?
Because he knows where I am at all times in the walnut room and the perfection tracker. He knows all of the steps I've taken. The things I have done. That would be a great source to have as far as she's just arrived. Well, I'm the farmer. Is she they?
Yeah, yeah.
The farmer's just arrived in town. Hey, you should know about this.
Oh, man.
They have magical things that they're doing as well. They speak to the elementals, I'm sure. They're in the desert skull mines at the 100th floor. So they like traverse with all of the other monsters.
Right.
Oh, my God. What? And he owns the gambling area?
Casino.
The casino. Thank you. I've been.
You're so welcome.
I've gambled. You've
definitely. You seem like you go to the gambling area a lot.
I bet on horses and I say, that one's really pretty.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that one. When we start at the cutscene, when we meet the wizard.
Yes.
You speak about the pyramids.
Yeah. Yeah. There's pyramids on his stationery.
Yeah. Who else also is at the desert? Mr. Chi.
It's so true.
So is Mr. that the Chi, source?
The wizard's daughter. Nope. Sorry. I thought I was going to complete your sentence. Go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
Thank you. That was good. If Mr. Chi is a source, mm-hmm. it would make a lot of sense because now you have decoupled the wizard from the witch. You are not as powerful.
Oh, sure.
As you once were.
Power couple. Magical power couple.
You got rid of the power couple. And then you have me go do all of these tasks for you now.
Yes.
You also give me a drink, weird guy situation.
The snake milk. Ew. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. It's gross. It turns me also green.
Yeah.
Okay. Nasty.
So it could be that Abigail is the wizard's kid.
Yeah.
Jazz could be the wizard's kid.
Yeah.
Caroline could be the wizard's kid.
A monster.
A monster could be the wizard's kid. Mr. Chi could be the wizard's kid. Or he never had one to begin with.
Gasp.
We'll find out. Stay tuned to 11 o'clock news when we find out.
More than 11.
Yeah,
But that's the wizard. There's so many mysteries surrounding this guy. This is just such a head scratcher. What a way to celebrate 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to talk to you about today.
Thank you so much, Shirley.
So, wait, who do you think is his kid?
Like, if I had to say right now?
Right now, you are the jury of Pelican Town, and you have to say, you're on Mari. Did you ever see the show Mari?
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? We had that in Canada.
Okay. If we were to say Wizard M. Rasmodeus, comma Wizard, are the father of. Uh-huh.
Honestly, I think I'm still on Abigail. Like, I think I'm still there, but the Caroline of it all is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
No, I'm gonna go with Abigail. I feel like she is dyeing her hair because she's manifesting, getting into that magical field.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for her to do that. And I hope she goes and meets the witch. Because although that is the ex of potentially her father, there's a lot that she can learn.
Yes. Yes, sir. And she has a sword. She has a sword. She's ready.
In her bedside table.
Yes.
Her drawers. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So let us know who you think the kid is. And is it maybe someone who doesn't even live in Pelican Town? Although it says it's a local. But
what does local mean?
Exactly.
Is it Leo?
Is it a mer person?
Is it all the mer people?
Yes. I mean, it's rare, but it happens.
But it does happen. Thank you for listening. And if you have some Stardrop tea to share with us, email stardropteapodcast@gmail.com.
Follow to get all of our upcoming episodes as soon as they land and rate this episode 5 Stardrops.
Our cover art is by Brianne Burnell, and our theme music is by Eggward. Links to both their work are in show notes.
Make sure to take good care of yourself and your community. Bye.
Bye.